Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Chaotic start to this episode, so we just said fuck that, we're starting fresh.
Cut.
There was animals, there was singing. You didn't want any part of it,
no,
actually.
It was like the seventh layer of hell.
Yeah. So we're gonna start fresh. Yay. Alright, so.
Now it gets good.
Yeah. Onyx Storm, part 2. So we're gonna be covering chapters 21 through 40.
21?
21. And it is pages 180 through 339.
What's 9 plus 10?
9 plus 10? 19?
You failed the vibe check. 21.
But that's not what 9 plus 10 is.
But... but, like, that's... that's the vine.
Oh. I didn't have vine.
What's 9 plus 10? 21?
Got it. Okay, sorry. I didn't have Vine. I didn't have Vine, asshole.
What is wrong with you? That's like a significant cultural moment in our society.
Well, I don't need it.
I wonder where that kid is now.
I hope he writes it.
I hope you're listening to this podcast.
So what I said in the last 5 minutes of Hell, which now we're starting right back into, was that we have not yet finished this book. So we stopped reading where we're going to end this episode. So we're going to be saying things and theorizing, and if they happen, fuck you. We don't know that.
I feel like we are the only ones who have not finished this book.
I'm enjoying it. I'm fine.
But, like, I feel like this always happens to us. Happened to us with Carson City, it's happening to us with the fourth...
I'm fine.
...this series.
I don't mind. I feel good. I'm happy.
I just want to know what happens.
Okay, well, we're going to.
And I want to be able to, like, understand the ha-has, like, if you know, you know, like, TikToks and Instagram posts.
Yeah. Okay, you know, well, we're going to know next week. Not even, like, a few days.
Okay.
So, just so you guys know,
I'm just being
we don't know. We don't know right now. So if we know, we don't know.
Maybe I could be, like, a flying squirrel for Halloween. Like, get a blanket like this and, like, wee!
Oh my god. We're gonna get nowhere this episode.
Sorry. Yeah, my brain has officially clicked off. Alright, let's try to reel it in real quick.
I mean, that's fine. This episode's honestly a little bit more exciting than the last episode.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with a little bit of chaotic energy. Okay.
So let's just dive right in.
Yeah, so Violet, again, she's Starts got her off. Crew.
Yeah, Violet's she's got her going. Crew. It's people she likes, she trusts. And they... okay, so they want to hit all the aisles,
correct.
Which there's many of them.
There are many.
So they're like, how the hell are we going to do this? Because apparently they have to, like, fly back to Devorelli as, like, a base.
Yeah, which...
Which would take way too long.
Sinky.
So they're going to go against direct orders, and they're just going to fly through all the aisles.
Correct. And which, I was honestly, like, respect.
I feel like that should have been the plan from the get.
Agreed.
Especially since they have to hit so many of them, and there's limited time.
Yes.
Like, why would you... like, whatever. So, they take off.
And I also want to mention...
oh, yes, what?
Well, no, it's not like a big deal. Like, this is super pressure now because they are going against orders. So Violet's like, we kind of can't go back until we find the seventh breed. Because at least if we go back and they broke the rules, but we, like, were successful, it's like...
yeah.
We're going to raise the wards. Like, how do you even get mad at us?
Yeah, there's no other option but to succeed.
Correct. So that was all, nothing, like, big I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
No pressure or anything. So, this part is very, like, pirate adventure vibes.
Obsessed.
Because they're, like, going through all these, like, Caribbean summer isles, and, like, every isle is, like, a different god they worship, a different vibe. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, in.
So, what I appreciated a lot is, like, the mythology behind, like, their, deities or whatever. Because obviously within the first two books, like, they've always said, like, oh, thank Malak, or,
yes.
Oh, like, pray to Zinal for whatever, or,
yeah.
You know, you better hope that whatever has your back, whatever. So, each island, or isle, whatever they're called, like, worships one of the deities, and it's kind of giving, like, in Greek mythology, how, like, Athens, like, Athena was, like, their goddess, you know what I mean? Yes. And that kind of stuff. So I was enjoying that. We were learning, and we're learning more about, like, the mythology, which I think adds another layer of, you know, awesomeness for me to geek out on.
No, I agree. I also am trying to think what island they go to first. That's what I was looking up while you were chit-chatting.
So, in this part, they go to three. They hit three isles, right? Or two.
I think two. Yeah, two, because once they leave the second, she's like, we have two more big isles left. Okay. So, we're going to cover two isles in this part. Well, they get to the third as this part ends.
Yeah.
So, yes. Okay. So, the first isle they go to, they're going to want to meet with the royalty and have, like, a little chit-chat, but in Violet's father's books he left her, he says, go to this person, the bookstore, whatever, ask for this lady, and she'll know what to do kind of situation.
Yeah.
Which, I like her.
That was, like, it was, like a treasure hunt.
Yeah. No, it really is, like, pirate vibes. Even though they're on dragons and it's, like, not pirates.
I just think it's crazy, like, the amount of planning that her father had to do.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm saying. Something has to be big.
Like, and nobody knows, like, when he did all this.
Right.
Like, what? I'm confused. And, like, they even mention, okay, so, you know, we get a little more insight into Violet's family. Because, like, Mira was missing in the first part of the book in, the, like, a lot of different parts.
Yes, yes.
And it wasn't really expanded upon, but then in this part, it kind of starts off where Violet kind of corners Mira, and she was like, where the hell have you been? And Mira's like, don't worry about it. Kind of is, like, shrugging her off, and then come to find out that she was visiting their grandmother.
Yes.
Their dad's mom. And it seems like there's some bad blood there, because Violet didn't really have that great of a reaction.
Yeah, well, yes.
And Mira's like, you need to talk to her yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And it's, yes, as you just mentioned, it's her father's mother. So it's like, what is going on there?
Very? I don't know. Question mark. It's all very up in the air, Mr. Asher. Mr. Asher Soaring Gale.
Yeah.
So yeah, the little adventure that they go on.
I wanted to try to find the name of this place, the first island. It's what I'm, like, really, like, looking for. But that's fine.
Should we ask ChatGPT? ChatGPT has been, like, my new Google.
Well, I think it says
Live Love AI.
I don't know. I guess it doesn't really matter. That's okay. Well, they go to this first island.
And in Violet's journal, like Jamie said, Dad's like, go to this isle, you're gonna go to town, you're gonna go to this bookseller, whatever, and you're gonna say this line, and some lady's gonna come to you, and she's gonna give you something.
Well, and so they go into this bookstore, and they end up, like, having, like, they're, like, attacked, kinda, and, like, whatever. And then this, like, lady pops out of the top of the stairs, and she's like, you must be Asher's daughter.
Yeah.
I got his books for you.
And you're like, what?
And so she, like, the whole purpose of this is, like, using wisdom and stuff to, like, get the books. Like, are you smart enough? Do you deserve them, right? Like, they're meant for you only. I was obsessed with this fucking woman. She's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, she is. The questions are
she basically asks her, like, just random shit, whatever. But then she's like, I don't know. She starts getting into, like, the love life of all these people. She's like an old lady.
But she, like, loves the gossip.
Yeah. And so basically, she's looking at Zayden, and she's like, your father knew you two would fall in love. And she's like, you're Dane, aren't you? I'm like, ooh.
Awkward.
Yeah, I did not. That was bad. That was so bad.
That was really funny, though. Because I feel like if she never met Zayden, like, yeah, she probably would have ended up with Dane.
Correct.
Like, in a perfect world, if there was no Venom and whatever, and, you know, there was no rebellion and whatever, like, I feel like she would have ended up with Dane.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about. Because you can't have Violet without Zayden, I feel.
Well, right.
you know?
Yes. And then she goes on and she mentions There's Halden. There's no
Zayden without Violet.
That's true. Then she also mentions Halden as well, and she's like, why'd you break up with that one? Like, your dad didn't like him. I guess they were, like, dating when he wrote the books. Mm. She's like, well, he fucked his professor.
Yeah, she was just, like, point blank with it.
So, basically, long story short, she gets the books mm-hmm. from this lady, which is nice, whatever.
Yeah.
But we also find out some interesting info in this part, is that there was uprisings that happened, like, a history, and one of the questions that this lady, Narelle, asks Violet is, well, why did that agreement, you know, dissipate? And she's like, well, they promised them dragons. And that's, like, a theme. Like, that's going to be in the next island, too. Like, mm-hmm. they want dragons.
Everybody wants dragons, but they don't have magic right. to but, sustain them.
Well, that, but also, like, I argue if they bonded dragons, they would get signets, you know, because dragons are magical. Like, yes, their lands don't have magic, but, like, they want that, you yeah, know? Yes. So I think it would, like, make magic, like, flourish. So it's going to be, like, a theme, I think. I just want to mention that because I feel like that's going to be relevant, like, more so. Mm-hmm. As we keep going. So, interesting. Also, I think we're either in... I think we're in Crovalla right now.
Okay.
I believe. I'll find out that in 1 second.
I thought that was a part of the continent.
You know?
Too bad our map doesn't show us.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would have a way better... Like, I would know. I'd be like, oh, there's the first island, there's the second. Like, that's it. Like,
we obviously were not prepared.
Oh, whatever.
It's fine. Annoying. So, anyways, they do that. Halden, first of all, they fly there, right? On their dragons. The flyers are with their griffins, and one of the griffins has to carry Halden in a little basket.
I'm obsessed.
Like, how funny. The royalty is sitting in a basket. Anyways, so, like, Halden goes off to...
the aristocrats and, like, the ruler. I think they're actually in Deverelli. I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Okay, so it is Deverelli.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. And so Halden goes off to do that while they go, like, explore, and then they're gonna all reconvene and, like, have their, like, giant dinner and discussion after.
Yeah, and Halden doesn't return.
So Halden doesn't return. Oh well. So they do that thing in the market, they leave, they come back. Now, this was crazy.
Yes.
This scene. All of it was insane. Also, because there is no magic, Zayden and Violet
can't wield, can't talk. Radio silence.
But the good part of that is that, you know, there's no... Zayden won't lose control. There's nothing for him to siphon from.
Right.
Or channel from, right? And what's also interesting is that Violet is the only one who's able to talk to her dragons. No one else can talk to their dragons. Which is interesting. Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, do you have any theories about that?
No, I don't. I can't think. Because, again, like... if she could only talk to Andarna, I'd be like, oh, it's like a seventh breed kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's Tarn. No, I don't have a theory as to why.
Interesting, right?
Maybe it has to do with, like, her, like, with the silver hair, which we'll talk more about. I don't know.
I wonder if it's something to do with her second signet.
That could also be. Okay, that's fair. I like this. Yeah, so, I mean, she's the only one in touch with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And now, before we get into this, like, big kerfuffle and clusterfuck, both my favorite words that mm-hmm. happens, let's also mention, because I need to geek out for 5 seconds, because this happens beforehand, because there's no magic on this island, Zayden is ready.
I didn't know if it was before or after.
It's before. It's before. So, amazing.
Okay, cool.
So.
Before they even go to the shops, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but it's before the Halden thing, because they leave directly.
Okay.
Or Halden. They leave, obviously, directly after that, because of... how that pans out.
Yeah.
So basically, Zayden comes in, and, like, she's in the bath, and she's like, hey, and he's all, like, naked, and he's like, hey. And she's like, you need to, like, stop, like, being a dick.
And he's like, that hair.
Yeah.
Loves when her hair's down.
Right, and she's like, can you stop, like, you know, like, I get, like, you're excited, but, like, we can't have sex. Like, you're kind of being mean, actually. And he's like, there's no magic here. And right then, I was like, fuck yes. She's a little dumb, and she's like, yeah, I know. And he's like, there's no magic here. And mm-hmm. she's like, yeah. Like, And I'm like, Violet.
Come on, bro.
So this sex scene was also wowza.
So good, right?
Wow.
So it's the first, like, real sex scene we have in the book.
Yes,
it is. Was it chapter 25?
25, yeah, baby.
Pages.
Oh, sure. 211, pretty much through...
It's like 4 or 5 pages.
220. That's the whole chapter. Well, and the reason they stop having sex or, like, you know, whatever, is because they're like, hey, Halden's missing.
Oh, yeah.
He's being held by the aristocrats. So that's a bummer. Because yeah. Zayden's like, we'll do this shit all night. You know, like,
well,
I'm down. There's no magic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're like, what, they break something? A fucking, like, little table? A coffee table?
They always be breaking something, first of all.
Which... I think in this case it was a little repetitive, but also not really because it is, like, the yearning, the built-up, like, passion.
I'm just, like, it's just, like, crazy, like, they're going that hard.
They really, yeah, I mean, there's, yeah. I'm like, is she okay?
Yeah, like, how, and especially because she's so frail, and...
Yeah, like...
everything around her is breaking but her, I don't get
I will
it.
Say, sorry, I just had this thought. I loved... The sex scene, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them as much when they're not in each other's heads.
Yeah. I feel, yeah. It's less intimate.
Which is so funny, because, like, I was reading that, and I had that thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, yeah, that's how real life is. Like, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, am I good? Like, that's literally how
yeah
reality
yes
is. Like, yeah, you don't.
Mm-hmm. But in a book, like, we don't have to have that, you know?
Right.
It's giving us unrealistic wants and expectations out of life.
I want to be in your head and know how bad you want me. Not just physically. Yeah. Tell me mind to mind. Thank you.
But, I mean, Rebecca killed it with that scene.
Yeah, I mean,
it
that was scene good. Was great. So I just wanted to mention that and, like, geek out a little. Because she's just, like, the superhero writing sex scenes.
Yeah, she's, I think she's really refining her skill as well.
Agreed. It was good. And they're not, like, dirty. They're not, like, weird or cringy. They're just...
Yeah.
They're what I need.
They're what you'd want to do.
Yeah. I could agree with that.
You don't want to miss out on this one.
I saw, like, a meme, and it was, like, what was the last book, actually, which I agree. And it was, like, people were, like, my husband has no idea what's going to hit him. Because they were, like, I'm reading these books, and they were, like, they're, like, they probably think I like him a lot right now. And they're, like, nope, it's just I'm reading these books. And I was, like, I feel that. Get it?
Well, I think you sent me that one thing on Instagram where... It was, like, the girl, like, her boyfriend was, like, in his guys group chat. And yes. They were, like, talking about the book.
They were like, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. So, full, that's where we're at here.
So good.
Yeah. So, yes, they do cut this off because they're like, hey, guys.
Which they always are getting interrupted.
I will say at least they, like, waited till they were done. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. I didn't know what you just did. It's still recording. Hallie just caused a fucking shit show. Jesus Christ. Hello, are we... No, we're fine.
Hello.
Oh my God. Okay, she got too excited. Relax, Hallie. Oh,
sorry.
I will say it's also really funny because he opens the door. Wait, it was really funny.
Open up the door, can you...
Oh, they open the door and they all look in. And, like, they don't say anything. I was waiting for you to finish.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
So, they open the door, like, Zayden, and all, like, the people are in the hallway, like, you know, Mira and Riddick and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he opens the door and they're all just silent, like, looking behind him. And he says...
Well, I like their little, like, exchange before they open the door, and he was, like, put the towel on. She was like, I can't answer the door in a towel. He's like, well, I can't answer it naked, like...
Yeah, right. And then he looks over his shoulder, and Zayden goes, yes, the table is broken. Now what do you need? And Riddick goes, you two totally broke it, didn't you?
Riddick is crazy with his one-liners this
and
book.
Then, yes, Riddick's becoming quite the guy.
I love Riddick.
And then he goes, like that armoire gnome was supposed to notice getting hauled out of her room during the first year. And Mira goes, the what? Oh my God. Sorry. Amazing. Again, I love it. They're just, like, a good crew.
So
they're
funny.
They're not as, like, close as, like, the inner circle with ACOTAR, because I would argue, like, we see them more. Like, this is very, like, Violet-Zayden focused.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy their their interactions. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we go to the king or the aristocrat or whatever. And here, this is quite the scene. His name is Cortland, the guy.
Cortland. So Cortland mm-hmm. is a sick fuck.
I like him, actually.
But, like, he's crazy.
Yeah, but I kind of like him.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't, like, mad at him or anything.
No.
But, basically, like, Holden's being, like, held captive by Cortland. And, you know, there's fighting that ensues, and so, like, they have to go, like, rescue him. And, like, what even happens? Violet still has her fucking, like, globe thing that she channels her energy into.
Mind you, they do mention a few times that, like, she feels energy. So it's interesting, because why is she even feeling a little? Like, okay. She can't channel, but...
Well, she says that, like, she can, like, it feels... Take, for example, like, a phantom limb. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, that whole theory of, like, mm-hmm. your arm is gone, but, like, it still feels like your arm is there. Right?
Okay.
I took that as, like, you know, if... She's obviously, like, holding on to it as, like a... what's that called? Like a security blanket yeah. kind of thing. And the only times that it's, like, reminiscent, like... Rebecca Yarros writes, oh, like, palming the whatever, like, I can almost, like, imagine, like, the hint of, like, the zing or whatever that I would feel.
Yes, yes.
Which I was like, okay. Like, I didn't think anything of it. But now, with what happens, I was like, Right?
I don't know.
Or do you think they're unrelated?
That's what I was thinking. I'm not sure.
Okay, so eventually...
I think that she might have some kind of little... It's, like, legit. Like, she's really feeling something.
Do you think that has something to do with her second signet?
I don't know. It's gonna be so obvious that we're gonna be annoyed.
Wait, do you think that, like... Holy shit. Do you think that Violet is, like, fucking Tony whatever Stark, like, Iron Man? And, like, you know how his, like, chest thing has, like, all the power and, like, attracts power to him? Like, do you think, like... Violet is a metal detector for magic? That would be crazy, and that's why she could still talk to her dragons when everyone else can't.
Okay, put a bookmark in it. I think we're gonna know by the end of the book. You know what it is. So, like,
yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna put a tab.
But I saw a thing that said, like, you only see about, like, 10% of Violet's second signet in this book.
Mm.
So I'm confused. I don't know. I'm also, like, trying not to read things too much because I don't want to spoil it. But yes, essentially agreed. What happens is that, like, shit hits a fan, and
this guy Violet... is great.
Violet's life is in danger, so Zayden channels from her little globe thing and fucking kills everybody.
Yeah, because there's, like, the alloy in it that was, like, charged, yeah. you know, previously.
Yeah. So.
What I will say, though, about this whole scene, this guy is great, Cortland. He has, like, these, like, white jaguars.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
and
that.
And they, like, so basically he's so pissed at Holden, sorry.
Oh, my God! Yes!
Yeah, it was a good scene.
He serves up his jaguars with Holden's,
guard's head. Like, yeah, he's pissed at Holden because Holden was trying to, like, steal, and he was like, that was our treasure. Like, he's just, like, a dickhead. Like, he was the worst person to bring on this job.
Yeah. Because he's a spoiled brat.
Correct. So, obviously, the Deverelli, like, this is bad. Like, this is not securing anything in their stance.
It's also something that's, like... Like, what he did was, like, so offensive. Like, the most offensive thing that you could do to them.
Correct. So, he, like, literally kills his guard. Serves his jaguars, like, the guard's head. Amazing. Now, Holden's making it worse. And just...
Yeah, because he's trying to defend his actions and, like, still come for Cortland. And he's like, you're an idiot because, like, you're on his land, in his place, like, with his people. There's no magic, quote-unquote. Like, you're...
So, basically, he's gonna kill them all.
Like, your body will never be found.
Correct.
Yeah. That's the vibe
he's giving. He would do it.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, like, a bluff kind of guy. So...
Cortland seems like, that, like, sick fuck.
Yes. 100%.
But, like, super smart.
Yes.
Unreasonable, but...
Yeah.
Maybe a little unreasonable.
He's, like, a little scary.
Yeah.
So, yes. So, that is when, as Hallie just mentioned, you know, he was, like, kill them all. And Zayden was like, fuck this, and, like, just...
Well, it's just crazy, because, like, I just imagined, like, the whole scene, like, just, like, Zayden, like, looking, like, demon-possessed, like, and all of a sudden just, like, all the stuff from her thing and just like, yes. And everyone's just drop dead.
Yeah.
And they're all like, what the fuck? You know?
Plus, at that point, so Zayden looks all sad, whatever, because he can't show because his eyes are red. And then Violet's super smart. And, like, she, we'll see her in this part that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, always gets it together. Like, she's the one who, like, picks up when it goes wrong. Yeah. And, like, has a plan. Like, very mm-hmm. smart and calculated. Which I think is, like, a testament to, like, her scribe. Yes.
Yeah.
So, she has Andarna, like, pick up one of the fucking jaguars in its mouth. And she's like, she'll eat it.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, and she also goes to, like, with Andarna, the whole Andarna thing. Like, she wants to show them Andarna to be like, you know, this is my dragon. And she's a part of a seventh breed. And we're trying to find them.
Right.
And, you know, you might not like us or want an alliance with us, but, like, the Venon are going to come here eventually.
Right.
Because if they're going to plow through us, where are they going to go next? And they're like, well, we don't have magic, but obviously it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because
right.
she knows that obviously even if there's no magic...
Things, yeah.
Things could happen.
Yes.
Which, it's just so crazy. So anyways, like, Andarna, like, fucking has a jaguar in her mouth. She's being a bad little baddie.
And then they make it not like a deal, but basically... how this ends, it's not like they're like, yeah, we're an alliance, but...
they won't give them soldiers.
Correct, but he says you can use Deborelli as, like, your launching point, whatever, if you yeah. need to, like, you know, have the dragons hunt here, whatever, but, like, Halden can never come back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I actually forgot, so this is the part, they go back first.
Yes.
They say, Halden, fuck you. They yeah. grab Eric, and mm-hmm. then they go back.
And that's when they decide they yes. can't use Deborelli as, like, the breaking point. Yeah, like, they can't go, going. Come back, go, yes. come back.
They're just gonna go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's...
oh, well.
I mean, whatever.
We it's make fine. Up the book as we go.
We are writing the book.
Yeah.
So, I remembered that because I was like, how do we get Eric?
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. And Eric didn't really want to do it, but he was like, I have to. He was like, what choice do I have?
Halden will fuck everything.
Yeah. Halden sucks.
Sucks.
Like, he's the worst. He really is
so
the worst.
Now, I feel like, I mean, granted, that whole thing was, like, very, like, we got to hear, like, the Deborelli culture and see, like, the vibe of the island and, like, the jaguars were cool yeah. and very exotic.
I really liked, you know, seeing a new place.
Same.
I was getting a little tired yes. of, like, the dreary boarding school, essentially.
Agree.
Which is crazy because I like that vibe, but I don't know, I was wanting something different. I guess because yes. it just, like, goes to show, like, you know, she's trying to round out the story,
I think. Right, know? And that's exactly the point, right? And so, yeah, and so now we're really, like, hustling. I think there's three more islands. There's, like, four big ones. There's Deborelli, and then mm-hmm. there's, like, two more.
But they want to hit the small ones, too.
Well, I guess their idea is the big ones first, and if they need to, hit yeah. the small ones. Now, here again, not to be a broken record, if I had a map, this would really be helpful as I'm talking about this, but it's okay. It's fine. Like, whatever. Because now, I think we go to Dune next. Do we? I don't know. Because I don't know. I don't have a map. But I think we go to Dune next. So, that's the next island.
Is that what it's called?
So it says...
because I'd be thinking of Dune, like...
We've definitely... this is hysterical. This is the exact quote. We've definitely found the Isle of Dune. So I'm like, I think that's where we are.
All right, so we're in Dune. Okay, this one was super interesting.
This one
so,
was pretty crazy.
Yeah, so they knew that going into this isle, that they were going to have their strongest warrior fight their strongest warrior in order to, and win in order to get a presence with the queen.
Correct.
So they were like, shit. Zayden, you're gonna have to go. And Violet's like, no, Zayden, I don't want you to. And then Zayden's like, I have to do this, Violet. I gotta do it. So, whatever. So, Zayden's, like, the chosen one to have to do the fight. So, they pull up on the islands, and there's, like, nobody around. And yeah, they're like, vibes are kind of off.
And they go to the temple first.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, that seems promising, I guess.
No, they're brought to the temple. They land, there's nobody around, and then, like, this, like, envoy of people come.
Okay, and they bring them to the temple.
And they're like, you cannot see the queen. And they're like, no, we need to, we know we have to fight, like, whatever. So then the dragons are there, so they're like, okay, fine, fuck it, like, we'll bring you to the temple. So they bring them to the temple first.
Oh, yes, and then that's another weird moment.
Yes.
What do you think is up with this? I have no fucking idea.
So for those of you who do not know, they go to the temple, and all of the, would you call them, like, acolytes?
Yeah, that's like a synonym of whatever they are.
The temple people all have silver hair.
What the fuck?
And as we know, Violet has silver-tipped hair.
And she's like, huh? And they all, like, they're, like, tipped silver. Like, and she's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And
one of the temple people makes a comment to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're talking, like, they're hashing out the whole fight situation, right? So, three massive fucking brawny people come walking out of the temple. And you're like, holy f-. I was like, three? I was like, oh, is Zayden gonna get to choose, like, which one he's gonna whatever? But, like, Violet's not really paying attention. Like, she is, but she's talking to, like, I think it's, like, their head priestess.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And the priestess is, like, asking her these questions that are kind of weird.
They are weird.
And, like, kind of, like, probing, like, her life. Like, the questions are kind of probing her.
Yeah, she said, like, did you choose this path yourself?
Yeah.
And so she said, I chose my life, to which this priestess, which they also referred her in the book as a priestess, so good job, Hal. She says, ah, then it is good we did not complete your dedication.
Yeah.
And she says, my what? And then she says, but do you not yearn for temple? Usually the touch creates such a longing that you can't help but return. Or perhaps you now favor another god. And I'm like, what are we talking about?
I know. I was so confused.
So what is going on with that? What is that? So, okay. Do you want to do theories? Do you have any theories?
I'm thinking that it has to do something with her dad.
Agreed. Because
it seems like he's the only one that has gone to the Isles.
Okay. So, or did Lilith go with him? Was Violet born, like, on this island? You know what I'm saying?
Do you think his family is from there?
Like, maybe. Or, right?
Because we don't know what he looks like.
Right.
What if he has, like, silver hair?
But apparently it's seeming to say, like, because of this dedication, like, what I'm taking from it,
mm-hmm.
is that this dedication somehow, like, gives them silver hair. And so I'm like, was she born there?
Oh.
And then, you know, it said, like, oh, but do you favor another god now? Like, so obviously being in the continent, she would, like, favor another god, quote-unquote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, was she born here? Because, yeah, they're not that far, like, from it, to the point where, like, you know, even if they want a fucking vacation. I don't know. Like, she'd be born there. It takes 5 seconds to be born.
And the only thing that we know about, like, her childhood is, like, them at Basketh.
Right.
Them being at Basketh, or there's, like, a few little mentions of them going to see, like, Eric's family.
Yeah,
like
the royal.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think where she was born, right, for example, she might not even know where she was born, because she's like, oh, my parents moved around, like, for their different jobs,
yeah.
whatever. So it wouldn't be significant to her, so, like,
and, like, when you're a kid, you don't really, like, remember things, you know?
Right, so, like, she could have been, like, the first 2 years of her life could have been on this island.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, that's my only theory so far.
Yeah. I'm thinking of, like, yeah, because I was thinking, like, as you were saying, like, the dedication, right? Like, if the silver hair comes from, like, the process of being dedicated to whatever, like, but why would they offer her? Like, what about, like, Mira or Brennan?
I guess, but maybe they were older. Maybe, if it was just the parents, you know what I'm saying? Like,
or what
she's
if
pregnant.
They were, like, what if they went to that temple to get pregnant? And then, it, like, in turn, it was like a Rumpelstiltskin. Like, they're going to dedicate their child.
Not Rumpelstiltskin. Okay. I want to find out more about that as well.
Yeah.
Like, what's up?
Yeah, I don't know. It's very interesting. And she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I want to know more about Violet's family history. Because
yeah.
something is happening.
Well, that's we don't really know a lot.
No.
Well, anyway, so Zayden gets paired up with, like, this giant brawly guy. One of them.
Dane.
To fight. And then come to find out, while Violet is talking to this priestess, the priestess, like, orders the next big brawny person to fight with Dane.
Mm-hmm.
So now Dane is on the mat. And then ends with the priestess slicing Violet's arm to fight the next one, like, the third brawny person who is a woman. And, you know, like, a bell dings, and they all just have to fight. Which is crazy. It's fight to the death. But none of them die. Spoiler alert. What happens? Zayden's, like, about to die. Violet, surprisingly, is the only one who's holding her own. Yes. Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, like, she saves Zayden.
And Dane.
Well, Dane kind of...
Like, indirectly.
Yeah, I was like, Dane's just knocked down. She's like, you're fine. But, like, she, like, throws the knife at Zayden's guy because he's going to, like, stab Zayden.
Well, and she only knows that because the person that she's fighting against, like, gives her a heads up. She's like, are you going to kill me or are you going to save him?
Yes.
But I don't think Violet was going to kill her anyways.
No.
Right? Come to find out, the person that Violet is fighting is the fucking queen of this isle.
Yes.
Which I thought was crazy. Right?
I feel like, so, like, this isle gives me the vibes of, like, I feel like this isle is, like, all very religious. Like, it seems to, like, focus around the temple. Like, the other isles, like, they have, like, a main god, but it's, like...
Yeah.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. This one seems very, like, even, like, the battle stuff. It's very, like, almost culty, this isle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the queen of this isle is also the head priestess. Like, I don't know. Just, like, it's, like, a peculiar vibe.
Yeah.
So, they're interesting. After talking to them, same kind of thing. Now, they've also mentioned to me in this, when they land here, this isle's even more, like, barren of color than Deborelli.
Yeah.
So, like, they're like, and Darna's like, my dragons aren't here. Like, yeah. You know, whatever.
But I thought it was interesting how, from the get, because I guess Violet, like, was like, yield, like, she wasn't trying to kill the person she was against. You know, they were like, we'll give you whatever, like, they can land here, XYZ. We'll give you people when the time comes, right?
Dragons.
But they want dragons,
They also ask for dragons. How crazy.
Because she says, like, oh, Violet's like, tell me, you know, what you want. And the lady is like, you can't give me. Like, you will refuse to give me what I want. And Violet's like, oh, humor me. And she was like, what everybody else wants, dragons. And you're like,
Yeah. And so, I mean, this island aside, I mean, the fight was kind of cool and, like, the temple aspect of the silver hair and whatnot.
Yeah.
But then they're all like, let's get the fuck out of here. So, actually, there is. It was three islands they went to. And they end on the fourth. So, you're right. So, they kind of were like, let's just leave.
Yeah.
Bye.
Now,
the next one's a biggin' of an isle.
One is the meat.
I was looking at the name. It's Herodis.
Mm-hmm. And they worship Zinal, the god.
Sounds good, Hal.
Okay. Or is it a goddess? I don't know.
I want to say he's a god, but that's besides the point.
And so, in the Isle of Dune, that was for what, luck? Right? Because doesn't Riddick make, like, oh, like, a comment, like, oh, I love this one? Or is that Zinal? Zinal might be luck.
I don't remember. Oh, does she have vanity in the book? She wrote us a cute, I will say, as much as I hate her for, you know, harshing on the map situation, she did write us, like, a cute little, like, bonded dragons to humans.
Like a flowchart kind of thing?
Yeah. I was hoping she had, like...
It's just a list.
I was hoping that she had the, like...
I know.
Isles and the, like, gods.
I think this one is luck. The third one, I think, is luck.
Just saying, that's another thing you should add. Like, on the map, no isles on this fucking little cheat sheet. I mean, what are we doing? Anyways, I guess not the point. Fine, I'll survive. But, So, yeah, whatever. But either way, so they land on this island. Now, they're interesting here. They have, like, purple eyes. Very cool into that. That's not the only thing that's crazy.
So this woman walks up, and Zayden's like, Mom?
Bro.
Which, you know, we've been asking, like, what about Zayden's mom? Violet's asked Zayden about his mom. He hasn't given any answers.
She left when he was 10.
Yeah, she just left. Like, she had a marriage. She had a marriage requirement to produce an heir.
Mm-hmm.
She did that, and then she left. So he was like, fuck her. And now here she is. And she's married
to one of the top...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like a general or something.
Basically, they have, like, a whole, like, little, like... cabal.
And they have two kids together. Mm-hmm. So Zayden has siblings.
Yikes. Yeah, I mean, and I also love how, like, she walks up and everyone's mad quiet, and Violet's like, you know, what's, like, she's like, this lady walks up and she's like, looking at Zayden, like, mad intense, whatever, and she's like, Zayden's, like, petrified, and Garrick goes, oh, shit. Like, I just love them, because I guess Garrick knows her.
Well, yeah, because...
They probably grew up together.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did grow up together, because... one of the little blurbs before... Before...
Before...
one of the blurbs... one of the blurbs, like, before the chapters, in Iron Flame, I think it is.
Yes.
He's, like, writing her note, her letters, and he... One of the first one he sends is, like, oh, Garrick is my equivalent to Dane.
I thought it was Liam, but I guess it is Garrick. I think you're right.
It's Garrick.
It is.
Yeah.
I think in my head I just, like... Probably
I know. I always kind of, like, mess it up,
but it is Garrick. I think Liam and him were fostered together, but it was Garrick that he grew up with.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes.
I just know they're all, like, besties. Whatever.
I mean, they only had each other, so...
Yeah. So, her name is Talia, Zayden's mom. This part is rough. So he's rightfully pissed.
Yeah.
He's like...
He doesn't want to see her.
Here you are, mom.
Well, so I think it's interesting that Talia is reaching out to Violet.
And she's like, make him have dinner with me.
I know. Which is a crazy ask. Like, you left... Do you not think that your son would not have adverse feelings about that?
Right. And she's like, please. What?
Boo, tomato, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, I mean...
She has purple eyes, no? Does she have purple eyes?
I don't think so, because I don't know if she's from here. I think she, like, moved there. You know what I'm saying?
Who has purple eyes?
The husband.
The husband.
Like, the whole, like, place has it. Oh!
Because of,
Yes.
Something they eat.
Yes, yes.
Which... Rebecca, you're kind of unoriginal here because this is Dune.
At least it wasn't the island of Dune. Wait, but speaking of, before you go on your angry little tangent, speaking of eyeballs, forgot to mention this, Zayden, we have always heard that he has onyx eyes.
Oh, yes.
Flecks of gold, which I want to know what the fuck that looks like, but that's besides the point.
Black with flecks of golds.
That's like a weird colored eye, no?
Yes, that's, like, not normal.
No, it's not normal.
Maybe it's, like, so, like, such a dark brown.
Yeah.
I don't know, but people have purple eyes in this book now, so I guess you could just fucking have any color.
So I guess my point for that is why I'm saying it, is because after he channeled whatever in Devarelli, his eyes now, like, they didn't go back all the way. They're, like, the gold turned amber. But here's my thing, right? Okay, so let's just real hot take real quick. Sorry, slight diversion. If his eyes were onyx with flecks of gold, I imagine that, like, very, like...
Why do you think this book is called Onyx Storm?
I don't know, but now I'm like, maybe.
Also, I heard that, like, Rebecca, like, really fucking puts Zayden through the ringer in this book.
Oh, no. All right, well, we're not there yet. I mean, not yet. I mean, emotionally so far, I'm like, yeah, okay. But, hold on.
Sorry.
Well, it's not, like, that big of a deal, but I imagine, like, a little baby fleck, so, like, the fact that you've been noticing that they're amber, like, and she's, like, someone's gonna notice, I'm like, are they more amber than I thought?
Is, like, it, like, more of, like, a hazel thing?
That's what I'm thinking.
You know?
Yeah, they're, like, almost like a yellow eye.
Yeah, it's not, like, a black sky with, like, the gold stars.
That's what I thought originally.
Me as well, because that's what it sounds like. That's how she describes it, but I wonder if it's more of, like, an amalgamation of, like, how Hazel is, like, green and brown. If this is more of, like... But I don't know how that would look.
I don't know either. I'm confused.
What does this man's eyes look like? Because even in the fan art, they don't really touch upon that at all.
I know. I don't get it. Whatever. Anyways, that's fine.
I don't get it.
But Zayden's, like, starting to, like, get more red, is the point.
So she's worried, obviously.
Yes. Alright, now let's talk about this fucking dinner. This is how this part ends-esque. This gets not good. So, Zayden agrees to go to dinner. Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Violet's like, do you want to go? And she's like, listen, I can't really tell you because my mom's dead, like, so I would go to dinner.
Yeah.
Even if I was mad at her, because, like, I miss my mom a lot. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, like, we'll go. So they all go. Now, this aisle is big on, like, wisdom. And they, like, almost have to, like, pass a test.
Yeah, it's giving, like, erudite.
Mm-hmm.
From Divergent.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So her husband's a dick.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
I forget what his name is. Let's see. I'm gonna look it up. You start telling them what...
Who even fucking cares?
What happened?
Anyways.
Oh, Faris. Is his name.
Forrest?
No, Faris. Faris, like F-A-R-I-S.
Ferris.
Sure.
Bueller.
Ferris? Whatever, Ferris.
Like Ferris
Halden,
Bueller.
Halden, Faris, whatever. But yes, so Ferris is the husband's name. He's an asshole.
So what happens? I only know the ending. I only remember the ending.
So basically...
the solution. I only remember the solution.
Okay, I'll get you to there then.
Okay, thank you.
Got you. Sorry. Didn't realize.
I'm like,
So, basically, Violet realizes they're talking, and Zayden's mom's like, I made a special dessert, chocolate cake, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's Zayden's favorite, and they had mentioned just before that, you know, she's been hoarding chocolate for weeks. So Violet's like, wait.
Oh, yeah.
She knows we've been coming for weeks. So, like, her surprise on the beach, all the shit, like, it's fake. Like, oh my god, this is
a test. It's all planned.
Yes. So she's like, don't eat the cake. No one eats the cake except for fucking Garrick. Of course he does. Shoveling that shit in his mouth. And then he, like, fucking falls over and, like, stops breathing. And you're like,
fuck.
Which, I feel that. If there's chocolate cake in front of me, don't wait for anyone.
But Violet's smart.
So smart. So, they're, like, trying to figure out what's wrong with Garrick. Zayden's, like, doing CPR. Like, it's, like, a whole shit show. And Ferris is, like, LOL. Like...
yeah, so him and Violet are, like in it.
Like, having, like, a test of, like, wills and knowledge.
Yeah, which is crazy. And Talia's, like, kind of, like, on the side.
She didn't know, to be fair. It wasn't her fault.
But we don't trust her because she's been planning this whole time. Like, you're not... You know what I mean?
I think that she was planning the cake as, like, a nice thing. I really think that, like...
oh, she didn't know about the poison.
Yes.
Ferris did that.
Yes.
Yeah, which is crazy because, obviously... I would assume that Ferris knows that that's Talia's son.
Yeah, he does.
That he was coming, right?
Yeah, he's just an asshole.
Anyways, so... basically, what happens at this dinner at the end now, Garrick is dying.
Violet is crazy.
Violet is crazy, talking about Ferris. So, Violet... puts something in the wine.
Like the drink they have. Like the drink. Tea or, yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay, so Brennan packed the med kit.
Yes.
And put Aaron mint tea.
Yes, Hallie, yes.
And Talia is like, oh my god, like, love this stuff because it comes from Tirindor.
Yes.
Which is where Zayden is from, hence his mom, blah, blah, blah.
Oh boy.
But. If you mix the tea with something else, it make, like, you'll, like, you end up, like, violently ill.
Like
20 to 30 minutes later, right? Dead. So they've all drank the tea, and in the beginning of the meeting, Ferris, like, says something, like, oh, thank you for bringing the tea, like, whatever.
Oof.
But no one knew that Violet did this, right? No. Besides Violet.
And she, I guess, kind of had, like, a thought. Like, if they fuck me over, I'll fuck them right back.
Yeah, so she was...
thank God.
Yeah, she... thinking two steps ahead. So, anyways, she's going back and forth with Ferris. So, she was like, you know what? Fuck you. You poisoned us. Guess what? I poisoned you.
She's like, Uno reverse.
Yeah, literally.
Threw it down. Said, fuck you.
Take that. And Ferris is like, you know, he's like, fuck, like, how do I get out of this? You know,
yes,
Violet's trying to figure out how to get out of this. So she's like trying to barter. She was like, show me yours. I'll show you mine. Like,
yeah, I'll save you if you save Garrick.
Yeah. And he's like not budging. And she is like, you're stupid. Fucking give us the antidote. What happens? She
goes to the kitchen and she figures it out herself. So yeah. He doesn't tell her.
Yeah, he gives her, like, a hint or something, doesn't he?
Well, no, she had seen the cook before, like, scrubbing his nails, and it's like, she realized it herself.
Yeah.
She literally says, she was like, he would rather...
Die.
Than
admit defeat.
Yes.
Crazy. Anyways, yeah, so, yeah, she's like, oh, because she keeps asking for the cook. She's like, where's the cook? Finds the cook. The cook's like, I put in what I was told to put in, whatever. She figures out the antidote.
Yep.
Saves Garrick. Amazing. And essentially...
also, they're part of the triumvirate. Is, like, their little...
triumvirate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is, like, their, like ruling
people. Their, like, council.
People.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, essentially, what happens is the hand was forced... she will give them the antidote. They settle up to say that, like, what's this place called? Hedonis? Is that what this island is called?
I think so.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. I don't know if that's what I said or not, but yes. It's like, it's around that.
Which makes me think of, like, hedonism, so I'm like...
Whatever.
That's besides the point. So anyways, when the time comes, they're gonna give them people to fight. Because Violet, like, goes to Talia, and she was like, don't you think, like, as, like, the mother of your son, you know, you've been absent for all this time, don't you think it's the least you could do?
Yes.
And Talia's kind of like, damn.
Well, and she threatens to burn their sons alive. She's like, my dragon's waiting for them. Like, I know where they live.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, do you want to save your sons and drink this and live? Or do you want to just do what I want you to?
Yeah.
So Violet's a bad bitch.
Yeah, she, like, brass balls them.
Brass balls them.
Real hard.
Yeah. And so they, and, like, they literally have to just leave. Like, it literally ends with, like, Zayden doesn't so much as look at his mother and we walk away.
So I guess no love lost there.
Yeah. So basically every aisle we're going to, so we went to Deverelli, Dune, and Herodotus, or whatever the fuck I called it. I have no idea. I said along those lines.
Hedonism.
And so maybe there's five main aisles, which is why I'm confused. Because now it's... I highlighted it. Wait. We only have two major aisles left.
This is like...
And there's no math.
No, this is like when we were trying to, like, remember all the colors of the dragons.
Yeah.
We were, like, just literally saying every color in the rainbow. Anyways.
But, no. Okay, so apparently I'm gonna...
Is Deverelli an island? I don't think so.
It's an island, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, well, it's not part of the, you know.
I thought it was just, like, on the tip of the continent.
Girl.
It was, like, the end.
I don't fucking know.
No, like, before the Isles. Who cares? Whatever.
What the fuck ever, you know what I'm saying? But, okay, so I know there's Deverelli, there's Dune, and then there's fucking...
Hedonis.
Is that what I called it? Hedonis?
That's what you called it.
That sounds right.
Hedontis or something? Anyways, they fucking leave the aisle, and they're continuing their path,
Wait, I know where they go next. I know where they go next. Ooh. Zihylna?
That's what I'm saying. Zinal?
No, bitch, but they probably do.
Their god is Zinal.
Probably. Because it's...
Not Hedontis or whatever.
Yeah. This is...
Let me see.
Oh, no.
I can't read that far.
Okay, but this is where I'm confused. Because it says...
Give me the fucking book.
Read the top. It says, Zihylna, Island of Zinal. So which one is it? Is it Zinal? Is it Dahalna?
Zelna. Zelna. Zelna.
Or is it Zinal?
Isle of Zinal.
Right. So what is it? I need a list. I'm so
To live amongst the the Zilni, you must prepare to accept luck. Oh, so I was good. I was right about Zinal.
Yeah, okay, good.
As your guide to chaos and as your standard.
All right, okay, whatever.
So Zelna. This is, like, not Englishing in my brain. Zelna is the name of the isle. Zinal is the god. That's what it is.
Okay.
Because it says here, Zelna has magic.
Okay, so before we finish this off, I want to just say I have seen some criticism that, like, she doesn't do a great job, like, writing the fantasy world. Like, world building.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, almost like in ACOTAR, it was like, we have seven courts. Here they are.
Yeah.
Like,
there's no...
I needed that.
From the get, yeah. There's no, like,
explaining. We're just... What's happening?
Well, because I think the problem is that we don't even know parts of the continent, really, essentially.
Yeah, we found out the continent's new name was about Amari.
Yeah.
So, I just need, like, a list of, like, island name, god. I'm gonna make one. I'll make one. I'll put it on our Instagram.
Which I think is interesting because that they're being referred to as Amari or Amarlis, whatever they're called.
Right. Okay. I can't. So they land on this fucking island.
Overall, I feel like it's there. She just didn't flesh it out right.
Completely agreed.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about fucking Zinal or Zinalna or whatever the fuck.
Let's close this episode
up. Lord have mercy. So... They land, and one of the first things, first of all, there's, like, people, like, waiting and clapping for them, and they're, like...
They have a welcoming party.
Mind you, this is so opposite to the last, like, three islands. Yeah. So they're, like, is this good, bad, I don't know. And they also are, like, oh my, they land, and she touches down, and she's, like, oh my god, there's magic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's promising. I was into the welcome party. They're like a big amphitheater, like, woohoo!
I was, like, really confused, honestly. And I almost thought it was, like, you've been punked, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, now you're gonna die. Like, I was thinking, like...
Yeah.
Because you know how, like, for example, in Pirates of the Caribbean, when they end up on the island, yeah, and it's, like, the people, but they actually eat people?
Yes.
You know, even though they're, like, cheering for them or whatever? Of course they're excited. That's what I thought was going to happen with this. Mm-hmm. That's the vibe I was getting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's not, because...
we're fine.
And Darna's kind is here. And that's why they were cheering, because they came with dragons, and they were like, oh, like,
yay!
realize, you know?
Right. So, also, I want to just toot my own horn here. I picked the breakdowns of our episode before we read the book.
Amazing.
And
you did such a good job.
I did such a good job.
You did a really good job.
So, we're ending this part with We Found Andarna's Kind.
Mm-hmm.
I am nervous for the whole...
The remaining of the book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No idea where this is gonna go.
No.
I genuinely have no clue. What's gonna happen now that they know that they
actually need... Actually, no, same.
But, like, they were waiting.
Yes.
Like, it seems like they were waiting for them.
No, they were. People, like, ran out and they're like, they're going to get the rest of them. Like, they were taking shifts.
Yeah, and even... Can I see the book? Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, was that mean? Mm-mm. I've been doing things a lot that I'm like, is that rude? I've been saying a lot of, like, my intrusive thoughts as well, and I'm like, is that normal? Should I not have someone?
No, it's fine.
Anyways, so, oh, we also forgot to mention that, Kat has a thing with Traeger, and then Traeger ends up dying.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot to say that.
But you know what? The fact that Kat moved on anyways is, like, good.
Yeah, well, anyways, wait a second. Do they meet them in Zanara? Yes.
I don't know.
On Amaryllis. That's what they call the continent.
Yes, Amaryllis is the continent.
Again,
I want a map!
Calixta is, like, their leader, of like, the person who meets them at Zanal.
Okay.
And because there's magic back, they can
mind-speak. It's like a Bible. With all these fucking characters and lands.
Yes. The lore!
It's a Bible. But she should have laid it out better. But I digress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. So they land on Zanal, so, like, the god of luck, right? So this fucking person pulls out, like, a deck of cards, like, tarot cards. Not tarot cards, but, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fine.
And it's like, and you get a card, and you get a card, and you get a card. So essentially everybody gets a gift, and it's the luck of the draw.
That would give me such anxiety.
Right? Imagine.
They really lean heavy into this shit.
So everyone's getting, like, good kind of gifts. You know, someone's getting a sword, someone's getting this. Zane. Fuck. Dane gets slapped in the face. That was his gift. There was, like, a joke, like, oh, like, ha ha ha.
Thank you for telling me what a joke was.
And, well, I was gonna say something else, but the thought completely just blacked out of my mind, so. That's where my brain is at the moment.
Okay.
I have no brain cells left. I'm really struggling right now. Anyways, so then Traeger gets this thing called the Claw. And he's dead in an instant.
The claw,
yeah.
You know, like Toy Story?
Toy Story, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The little aliens.
The claw. Right.
Anyways, yeah, so Traeger dies. Kat is obviously very upset.
Very upset.
They go into, like, this fucking fight, and then they fucking leave.
Right?
Don't they leave? I swear I read this. I just don't remember.
Well, okay. Okay, time out.
Sorry, let me just read this book real quick. On the podcast.
Okay. Point fucking being, is there, you know, it's not said yet, whatever, but they found Andarna's kind, and so here we're leaving off. So, whatever. And... Yeah,
they're, I don't like, know. They have to, like, burn the bodies.
Yeah, so I don't know where I think this is going. Is the point? I don't know. I have no idea.
I also obviously don't know, you know, the book at all, because...
Okay.
I don't remember anything that happened except...
I'm hoping that by the end of this book, because the things I said in Iron Flame Part 2
mm-hmm.
was the cure for venom, Andarna's kind, and Violet's second signet, we have not yet... found Andarna's kind.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this also comes with the wards at Arishia can go up,
mm-hmm.
her second signet is found, and we can also find a cure for Zayden.
Yeah.
That is my hope and my dream. What are your hopes and dreams, Hallie?
Sorry, that it's Hedotis, first of all.
Okay.
Where they're where Zayden's mom is.
Yes. Hopes and dreams, Hal, tell them to me.
Well, I fucking hope that, you know, Violet will fucking be the person that Zayden wants her to be, because there's only you, as he kisses her forehead. Basically, he says, like, she has to be better than him. Like, she's their only luck to win.
Yeah.
Which, no pressure or anything. So you're asking me what's my hopes and dreams for the third half of the book?
Yes.
The third of the book.
Yes. What? Tell me your hope and dream.
I don't know. To be able to speak English and fucking remember what's going on in this book. That's my hopes and dreams. Yeah, no, so they leave after, and then they land somewhere else, and that's when it ends with, hello, human. Yes, I remember that now. So anyways, I hope...
So basically all the things I said that it ended with, but that's fine.
Yeah. So I hope that we learn more, obviously, about Indarna's kind. I'm gonna assume that, like, they kind of, like, rally them, like, they're, like, hesitant at first. But, like, Violet wins them over, and they fucking fly to Basketh, and they're like, huzzah, look at these dragons, you know? And then everyone's like, oh, shit. And then it's like, I hope the book ends with, like, some crazy fucking,
yeah, always. Like, I want a cliffhanger.
Like, I hope that, like, somebody realizes, like, Zayden's, like, not well, and, like, fucking does, you know, something with him. Okay. Like, locks him up. Or, like, Jack Barlow gets freed.
Okay.
And, like, you're like, this is the hour of reckoning. Like that Elmo meme when he's, like, in the fire.
Yes. Okay. Those are Hallie's hopes and dreams.
Pretty dark hopes and dreams.
Okay. So we will see you guys next week when we actually finish this fucking book.
This is chaotic. Next episode will be a whole lot better.
I doubt it.
It's just, like, at the end of the day, and, you know, I've been up since fucking 7 this morning. My head's racing. I've had... lots of coffee. I got a tattoo. Like, I'm fucking...
Next episode won't be any better, I'm guaranteeing. But...
I think we'll be more organized.
I hope we're not. All right. So we'll see you guys.
Chaos with a smile.
Next week. For part 3.
For the third of Onyx Storm.
Boom. All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.